来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and let us study the Bible.
我们今天晚上一起来谈愿主的旨意成全。
And this evening, we'll like to study the topic, the will of the Lord be done.
这也是主耶稣他在马太福音教导我们祷告的内容之一。
And this is one of the teaching of content of our prayer that Jesus Christ taught us in the book of Matthew.
门徒曾经问主耶稣说，求主教导我们怎么祷告。
And the disciples had asked Jesus Christ, how do we pray?
那主耶稣就教导门徒当怎么样来向天父真神祷告。
And so Jesus Christ taught the disciples how to pray.
其中有一项，我想我们都很熟悉的，我们都会背的就是愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And one of the ones that we have memorized, the phrase "You will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
那表示我们要常常祈求神的旨意在地上，在我们信徒之间能够畅通无阻像他的旨意在天上能够完全执行一般。
And that is why that means that in our daily prayer, we need to pray to God, so that His will be done on earth and as well as it is in heaven.
那我们读经进度，今天在读《使徒行传》第二十一章。
And so this today for our daily Bible reading, we are reading the book of Acts, chapter 21.
二十一章的第十四节。
Acts chapter 21, verse 14.
这里有一句话它是跟保罗的他的工作有关系的。
And this there's words that Paul spoke in relation to his work.
那是第十四节，保罗不听劝，我们便住了口，只说愿主的旨意成就便了。
Verse 14, so when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done."
那所以我们今天晚上从保罗他从圣灵所获得的感动，以及各地方的众圣徒从圣灵得到的启示，跟他所讲的话产生冲突，来看看怎么样。让神的旨意得到成就。
And so from the words of Paul as well as the words of the apostles, how they are in, they contradict each other. So let us look at how the will of God is fulfilled through this.
在不管是在听的人还是在说的人，他们基本上都是因着有圣灵的感动，他们一个叫保罗不要去，但是一个是内心里面一直催逼他要一直往前去。
And so whether it is both are moved by the Spirit, one telling Paul not to go, and the other thinking in his heart that he must go.
所以这是我们在读《使徒行传》，特别在保罗第三次的宣道旅程要回程的时候，他所经历的我们也看到一个活生生的例子，要怎么样来真的明白神的旨意。
And so this is Paul's decision on towards the end of his third missionary trip. And so we can see a real life example of what it means to do the will of the Lord.
我们从使徒行传十九章开始，我们就看到保罗他有一个感动他要赶快在五旬节没有到以前，就要赶快回到耶路撒冷去。
And so we see, starting from Acts chapter 19, that Paul had this movement to return back to Jerusalem before the Pentecost.
圣经在《使徒行传》第十九章第二十节呢，特别提到说，神的道大大的兴旺，而且得胜就是这样子。
And so here it talks about how the gospel of the Lord really prospered, grew mightily, and prevailed.
那是因为在以弗所的这些本来在敬拜偶像的人呢，他们现在发现这个耶稣的道理，耶稣基督的尊名是非常有权柄的。
And because the people of Ephesus who once worshipped idol have found that the word of Jesus Christ has authority.
甚至连恶鬼都认识耶稣，也认识他的仆人保罗。
That even the evil spirits knew about Jesus Christ and his apostle Paul.
那些误用主耶稣基督的名的人，他们反而被鬼制服了。
And those who misused the name of Jesus Christ, they were overpowered, and the evil spirit overpowered and prevailed against them.
因为这些 在第十九章所记载的，他们奉耶稣的名赶鬼人，基本上是不信耶稣的人。
And because these people who tried to cast out the evil spirit did not know actually know Jesus Christ.
但是他们可能听过啊，主耶稣基督他在世传福音、医病赶鬼的这些啊神迹奇事。
But they must have heard about the miracle of how Jesus Christ is able to heal and cast out evil spirits.
他们也有可能听过使徒他们靠耶稣的名赶鬼医病的作为。
They might have also heard how the apostles were able to heal as well as cast out demons.
所以当这个福音在以弗所这边在传扬的时候，你看这些祭司长的儿子他们都懂得要用耶稣的名。
And so we can see here that after the gospel has been preached in Ephesus, that even the sons of a Jewish chief priest even knew to use the name of Jesus Christ to cast out
evil. 19章的第13节说，我奉保罗所传的耶稣赐令你出来。
Verse 13, they say, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches.
所以现在把耶稣的名跟保罗把它连在一起，是保罗所传的耶稣的名。
And so they connect Jesus with Paul, whom Paul preaches.
结果那个恶鬼说，保罗，耶稣我认识，保罗我认识，但是你们是谁呢？
But the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?
表示说这些他们在试着要借用主耶稣的名来得利益的人呢，基本上这个是连鬼都觉得说你这些人到底在做什么。
And so these people who try to misuse the name of Jesus, even the evil spirit is wondering what are you doing?
他们不是属神的人。
Because they are not the people of God.
所以特别问他说你们是谁呢？
So he purposely asked, who are you?
也就是说他们其实是跟这个鬼是同一国，他们竟然敢胆来跟这些鬼作对。
That they actually were part of the same kingdom as these evil spirits, and they were not afraid to try to go against this evil spirit.
那所以呢，最后他们，你看这当中有两个人就受伤了。
And so we can see that out of these people, two were wounded.
结果你看住在以弗所的人，他们就听到了这个消息，他们说都很惧怕，然后主耶稣的名就从此被尊大了。
And so here, the people who dwelt in Ephesus heard this, and the name of the Lord was magnified.
当时候有很多人，他们来承认自己以前所敬拜的，他们拜偶像，他们行邪术，基本上是错误的，因为他们没有拜对真神。
And so many people who had worshipped idols or were sorcerers, they did not know the true God.
这些听到这样一个神奇妙作为的人呢，他们都承认自己所犯的错误。
And so all these people who heard they admit their wrongs.
也就是说，他们没有拜对真神。
And that they did not worship the true one God.
他们的过去是无知的。
And that before what they did was they were innocent.
但是现在这个福音已经传到他们耳中，他们亲眼看见、亲耳听到了。
However, this gospel has reached them, and they have seen it, and they have heard it.
所以他们现在愿意为了这个福音付出代价。
And so they were willing to pay the price for this gospel.
所以这些你看这些行邪术的人，他们愿意把这些书都拿来烧掉。这个本来是他们得取利益的工具。
And so all those who had practiced sorcery were willing to burn their books.
我们就看到圣经特别描述，这个就是主的道他兴旺得胜的证据。
And so this is the evidence of how the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed.
在第21节特别提到说，这些事情完了以后，保罗他就心里面定义要经过马其顿、亚该亚，要就往耶路撒冷去。
And so when these things were accomplished, Paul had purpose in the spirit, that he would go to Jerusalem, passing through Macedonia and Achaia.
然后他那时候又说，他到耶路撒冷去之后，他说，我到那以后，我必须往罗马去看看。
And he continued to say that after I have been there, I must go also see Rome.
这是保罗他在灵里面的一个他的一个他觉得这就是他应该要走的方向。
And so this is something that Paul purposed in the spirit, the direction that he would go.
这是保罗他在传福音的过程里面，你看他跟神亲近之后，他所得到的感动。
And so after Paul's preaching and his close relationship with God, this is the movement that he had.
这是他心里面在灵里面已经定义他应该 回到耶路撒冷之后要去罗马。
And so he had already decided and purposed that after going to Jerusalem, he would go to Rome.
他这样的心理定义其实不是他出于他自己的。
And this purpose is not from himself.
其实是有神的灵在引导他的。
But the Spirit of God is guiding him.
那所以我们就看到现在这个以弗所的这个工作差不多要结束的时候，现在神给他碰到一个很大的暴动，他差点在这里丧命的。
And so, as the work in preaching work in Ephesus was coming to a close, we can see that there was a riot, and Paul almost lost his life.
那神其实用很奇妙的方法解救了保罗。
But God used a very special way to preserve Paul.
那之后从二十章开始，保罗就启程要回到耶路撒冷去，就是他的方向就是一直要回到耶路撒冷去了。
And so then starting from chapter 20, Paul had the decision that he would go back to Jerusalem.
他每到一个地方，他现在跟弟兄姐妹相见的时候，就劝勉他们要一定要好好的守住这个道理。
And wherever he went, he would encourage the brothers and sisters to keep the gospel.
他每到一个地方，就是跟弟兄姐妹有团契，然后有一些就好像在灵里面互相的这种沟通，然后来坚固他们的信心。
He would have fellowship with them and to commune with them in the spirit and to communicate with them.
那时候到第十六节，二十章十六节。
And in chapter 20, verse 16.
那时候保罗他说。他早已定义要越过以弗所，免得在亚细亚单言。他急忙前走，巴不得赶在五旬节能够到耶路撒冷。
16, for Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost.
那他也是一样，这里特别提到说他这个心里面定义。
And so here it says Paul had decided.
就是说他当时候已经那个神。在灵里面给他的感动越来越明显了。
And so the movement that God that Paul had in the spirit was more and more obvious to him.
所以他在这个路上呢，虽然有单言呢，他一直都没有改变他的方向，他一直不管怎么样，不管停几天，他一定接下去一直往耶路撒冷去了。
So even though on his journey there were stops that he made, but in his heart he knew that he was going heading into Jerusalem.
到了他跟以弗所的众长老在劝勉的时候
And so when he was encouraging the elders of Ephesus
他当时候跟这些长老们是这样说的
He said this to the elders
他在第27节
And verse 27
27节他说神的旨意我没有一样避讳不传给你们的
27, for I have not shunned to declare to you the whole counsel of God.
表示说，其实保罗他本身在这个传宣道的旅程里面，他很清楚神的旨意是什么。
So Paul had a very clear understanding of what is the will of God.
那他最后这第三次，他在以弗所停了将近三年。
And so he had stayed in Ephesus for almost 3 years.
他把神的旨意都跟这些信徒，包括这些长老们讲清楚。
He spoke of the will of God to all the elders very clearly.
他利用各种机会，不管是在家里还是在聚集的时候，就是在私底下还是在讲道的时候，他都是把神的旨意解明的。
And whether at home or in having a personal conversation, he would speak very clearly the will of God.
他非常的忠心，他又很谦卑，很殷勤。
And he was faithful and humble.
然后他。为了要劝勉弟兄姐妹可以明白神的旨意，他常常是流泪祷告的。
And in order to encourage the brothers and sisters, many times he was shed tears.
他基本上都一直在强调要信耶稣基督。
And he emphasized that they need to believe in Jesus Christ.
那时候到二十二节他这里特别提到说，他当时候跟这些长老们说：“我现在要往耶路撒冷去，我心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇到什么事。”
And in verse 22, he says to the elders, "And see, now I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there."
你看，我们中文把它翻成，他说他要往耶路撒冷去，心很迫切。但是英文就不一样，英文它的翻译就是他的心好像在灵里面被捆绑一样。
And so in English, it says that Paul's heart was bounded.
我们中文把它翻成心很迫切，基本上没有真的表达出当时候保罗他在灵里面。为了要顺服神的旨意的那种心情。
And so this illustrates the heart that Paul had to fulfill the will of God.
也就是说，他其实在这个一个阶段一个阶段，他 这个神给他的感动越来越强烈。
And so from each part of this journey, the movement is stronger and stronger for Paul.
所以他觉得他在灵里面是被神的灵在引导，他完全没有办法再自己做选择，说要去，只能说一直往前去。他绝对不会说我不要去了。
And he found that he compelled to continue to go to Jerusalem, and that he had no other choice but to go.
哦，这个就是今天我们在说我们要。祷告被神的圣灵充满啊。
And this is now when we say that we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们就会有曾经有一个教会提出一个建议说，教会是不是应该是要教导我们的各地方的信徒哈，每一天一个人祷告最少要几分钟。
And so a church had made a proposal saying that, oh, should the church set a time limit about how many minutes a member should pray each day?
比如说，哦，是不是应该建议说，我们弟兄姐妹一个人每一天至少在家里祷个半个小时，或者是二十分钟，反正你给一个数字吧，那大家就知道说，那我应该在家里最少要祷告多久。
And saying that, oh, maybe you can, the church can suggest that, oh, all members have to pray 20 minutes or 30 minutes to have a set time, so then members will know how long they should pray at home.
这样的建议好像很好哈。
So even though this seems like a very good suggestion,
这样建议其实是不合圣经的。
However, this type of suggestion is not according to the Bible.
因为圣经没有说我们要祷告多几分钟的问题。
Because the Bible does not tell us how many minutes we ought to pray.
圣经告诉我们要被圣灵充满。
The Bible tells us that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
要被圣灵充满不是时间的问题。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not a matter of time.
而是我们真的是不是在灵里面祷告。
But whether or not we truly pray in the Spirit.
真的在灵里面已经像我们说领受圣灵是在灵里面得到浸礼一样的。
That we, in the Spirit, that we have been completely...that we have been completely submerged in the Spirit.
就好像我们今天水洗是整个人浸在水里面啊。
And like in baptism where we are completely immersed in the water.
我们说要领受灵洗就是要整个人浸在灵里面啊。
And so to be baptized in the Spirit is to be completely immersed in the Spirit.
真的被圣灵充满的意思就是像保罗这里说，他真的好像他的人已经在灵里面，他没有自己，他不会想要自己做他自己的选择的。
And so to be completely filled with in the Spirit is to be like Paul, that he no longer has his own decision.
所以我们在读以弗所书的时候，我们读过，我们看以弗所书是第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第五章的第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17.
那这里我们都很熟悉的说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
17. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
28节说，不要醉酒，酒能够使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
18. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
那这里特别提到说，要明白主的旨意。
Here specifically tells us that we need to understand what the will of the Lord is.
明白主的旨意才叫做智慧人。
To know understand the will of the Lord is to be wise.
不知道了，可能就糊里糊涂了。
If you do not know, then you are unwise.
那可能就是做自己想做的事。
You do what you want to do.
那要怎么样被圣灵充满？怎么样明白神的旨意
？How do we understand? How are we filled with the Holy Spirit? How do we understand what the will is?
第十八节，他就用这个醉酒这样的一个人，事实上在世上的生活可以经历到的这种体验来做对照。
And so the Bible uses the analogy of being drunk with wine to compare.
你看那个喝醉酒的人。
So for a person who is drunk,
他就是好像整个人是浸在那个酒里面这样子。
It's like they are completely immersed.
他已经不会再有什么自己的选择了。
They do not make their own.
有时候自己就胡言乱语了，因为酒醉。
And sometimes they will babble because they are drunk.
他本来他自己的想法。本来不敢说的、不敢做的事，酒醉之后，通通做出来了。
And so the things that they might not say or do, after being drunk, they will do it.
因为这个人失去了理性。
And because they have lost their sense.
也就是他不会按照他自己应该做选择的去选择了。
They have lost their sense of logic, and so they will not choose according to.
那我们今天被圣灵充满。
And so today, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
实际上是整个人被圣灵引导。
Is that we are completely controlled by the Holy Spirit?
就像我们今天被灵引导的时候。
Like when the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
你看使徒约翰他在启示录里面，他说他在灵里面。
And in
被圣灵充满，圣经是这样写。
And Apostle John in Revelation says that he was filled, he was in the Spirit.
他真的是被灵 在引导，然后让他看异象，让他看见，让他听见。
He was in the Spirit, and the Spirit allowed him to see and allowed him to hear.
所以在启示录里面，我们看到很多这样子这个灵的工作。
And so in the book of Revelation, we see a lot of the work of the Holy Spirit.
那个时候的彼得约翰呢，他完全没有去用他自己的理性去判断说，哎，这样子有没有合逻辑啊？
And so at that time, John did not use logic to see, oh, if does this make sense?
他反正听到了，看到了，神要他写的，他都写下了，因为当时在灵里面，整个被圣灵充满，在灵里面没有自己的选择，完全按照神的意思。
Instead, he looked and saw, in the spirit, and not according to his own will.
所以我们要祷告被圣灵充满。
So we need to be prayed to be.Pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit,
才有可能明白神的旨意。
So that we can understand the will of God.
那现在保罗他自己本身，他特别在讲到他要往耶路撒冷去的这样一个方向，他一个做法，他说他是灵里面被捆绑住的。
And so for Apostle Paul, for him to go to Jerusalem, it's that he is bound in the Spirit.
也就是说他不可以不去了。
Meaning that he cannot.Not go.
因为现在圣灵一直在引导他。
Because the Holy Spirit is guiding him and directing him that path.
因为圣灵知道神的旨意。
Because the Holy Spirit knows the will of God.
那他现在他的生命要去完成神的旨意。
And his life is to fulfill the will of God.
其实保罗他自己被主耶稣选召的时候。
And so for Paul, when he was called by Jesus Christ,
神就派亚拿尼亚去跟他说他将来要做的工作。
And God had sent Ananias to tell him the work that he must do.
那时候他已经知道他有一个任务要到君王面前去为耶稣基督做见证。
And at that time, he already had the commission to go before kings and rulers to make testify about Jesus Christ.
那是在启示录第九章的。第九章的第十五节。
And this is in Acts chapter 9, verse 15.
主对亚拿尼亚说你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
And in verse 15, but the Lord said to him, Go, for he's a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentile kings and the children of Israel.
然后第十六节说，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
16, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake.
所以其实保罗他去传福音的时候
So when Paul was preaching the gospel,
他都一直记住神给他的使命。
He always remembered this commission that God had given to him.
因为主已经把话讲在先了。
Because God had already spoken these words.
你本来为我的名就会受许多苦难呢。
That you must suffer for my name.
所以呢我们看到他到处去传福音的时候基本上苦难都跟随他。
And so as he is preaching, you can see that suffering follows him.
其实他整个生命就已经在执行神的旨意了。
And so actually his whole life is fulfilling the will of God.
那所以苦难对保罗来说基本上不是一个问题了。
So suffering for Paul is no longer an issue.
因为他心里面已经知道这就是必须要经过的。
Because in his heart he knew that this is something he must endure.
但是在这个苦难当中主耶稣都跟他同在。
But through this, all his suffering, Jesus Christ was with him.
你看在他觉得说哎，怎样传福音在这个时候他有点这样子想要放弃在这个地方的传道的时候哎。主耶稣就用异象坚固他的信心。
And so when Paul was preaching and he was losing heart, then Jesus Christ used a vision to encourage him.
这个是在第十八章在哥林多所发生的事情。
And this is in Acts chapter 18 and happened at Corinth.
你看神，主耶稣基督在夜间的异象向他说第十八章第九节。
And in chapter 18, verse 9, then now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision.
不要怕，只管讲，不可闭口。
Do not be afraid, but speak.
第十节。我有我与你同在，并没有人下手害你，因为在这城里我有许多的百姓。
10, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city.
所以有苦难，但是神一直跟他同在。
Even though there is suffering, God was continually with him.
神跟他这样一讲，以后保罗就真的在哥林多一住都住了一年半了。
So after the Lord spoke these words to Paul, then Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half.
在保罗三次的旅行里面，这是第二久的。
And so in these three missionary trips that Paul made, this was the second longest time that he stayed in the city.
但是哥林多却是又是这个很罪恶的城市。
But at the same time, Corinth was a very sinful city.
但是这个地方神主耶稣特别说，我有许多的百姓在这里。
But here, God says that I have many people in this city.
真的保罗就留下来了。
And so Paul remained.
他的一生就是这样子，他的工作就是在执行神的旨意。
And so his whole life is like this, to fulfill the will of God.
你看当时候他跟 他跟以弗所众长老说，神的旨意我没有一样不讲的。
And so that is why Paul says to the elders of Ephesus, there is not one will of God that I do not say.
那时候，你看第二十章，第二十章啊，他特别这样子跟他们说明啊。
And in chapter 20, Paul specifically says,
我不知道在耶路撒冷会遇到什么事情。
I do not know what will await me.
但是第二十三节但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁与患难等待我。
Verse 23, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me.
真的，在他所到的每一个很多地方啊，那弟兄姐妹一样得到这样的感动，就跟保罗说：“哎，你不要去了。”
And so as Paul continues to travel on, brothers and sisters have a similar feeling and tell Paul that they should not go.
从其他的。在各城里面，圣灵向他的做的指证都是有捆锁、患难等着。
And so wherever he goes, the Holy Spirit tells him that there is a chains and tribulation awaiting him.
但这个时候的保罗，他的内心的决定是说，我不以性命为念的。
However, for Paul himself, he does not count his life dear to myself.
他说，我只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。要证明神恩惠的福音。
So that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
要证明恩惠的福音，表示说这个福音虽然会我们可能会经历苦难，但是它这里基本上神的恩典一定够用。
And so to testify to the gospel of the grace of God is that even though in this gospel of grace there will be suffering, but He will endure to the end.
神的恩惠。我们可以很放心的来信靠他。
And then the grace of God is something that he can rely upon.
所以你看，当时候保罗，你看他讲完了这样的一段告白啊。
And so this is Paul's confession.
他也知道说，你看圣灵就感动他。
So the Holy Spirit had moved him.
这一群，你看在以弗所的这些众长老，他跟他们相处差不多三年。
And so all of these elders at Ephesus, Paul had interacted with them for 3 years.
这些长老也是他当时有可能是他当时案例的长老。
And so these elders might have been the ones that he had ordained.
但是他内心里面就有感动。
But in his heart, he had this feeling.
他知道他离开之后，
he knew that when he left,
在这里面的长老可能有些人会变质。
That among these elders, there will be those that would become corrupted.
他不知道谁，
he did not know who.
但是他知道这个事情一定会发生。
But he knew that for sure this would happen.
所以第二十章的第三十节。
In chapter 20, verse 30.
二十九节，他是说。从外面会有豺狼，凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，这是从外面来的攻击。
And so also from verse 29 that there will be savage wolves that will come in among you from outside.
但是第三十节说，就是你们中间也必有人起来说并没有的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Verse 30, but also among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves.
也就是说，有些人会。他们会背离真道，然后现在想要自立为王，要把这些信徒带成是属他自己的人。
And so that there will be people who will say perverse things and then will take away the members to themselves.
在你们中间是这些长老了，他讲话对象是这些长老们。
And so he is saying this to the elders.
所以当时候保罗其实他心里面这圣灵的感动，他在灵里面被吹逼，然后在说话行事。
And so for Paul at the time, he was moved by the Spirit to say and do these things.
那现在因为他神一直要把他的脚步带到耶路撒冷去，他没办法在以弗所再继续停留了。
And God was taking him to Jerusalem so he can no longer remain in Ephesus.
所以他现在说，我就把你们交给神以及他恩惠的福音了。
And so he tells them that I will now give you to God and this gospel of grace.
所以第32节，我把你们交托给神和他恩惠的道。
In verse 32, so now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace.
这个道能够建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣人同得基业。
Which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
也就是告诉我们说，这个真理是重点。
And so the main point is truth.
你看今天工人不在。
So today, if there are no workers.
但是神在。
But if God is here.
这个工人所传的这个真道一直都在。
Then the truth that these workers preach will remain.
因为这个真道已经交付给这个门徒，他们已经明白，也可以遵守了。
Because these truths have already been given to the disciples, they have understood it.
所以他说这个道能够建立你们。
And so this truth is able. That's why he says that this gospel is able to establish you.
能够真的让我们得到基业，天国的基业。
And so that you can receive an inheritance.
所以一定要坚守在这个真理里面。
So you must continue in this truth.
啊，不要去跟随那些讲悖谬或的人呢。
And to not follow those who speak perverse things.
所以今天其实我们很多地方的教会也都是靠着主耶稣基督他自己的这个保守以及这个真理哈啊在各地方教会能够建立，而且能够持续不断的扩张。
And so there are some churches that it is because of the, Jesus Christ's grace and His truth that is able to continue to be there.
我们今天有许多地方很缺乏工人，没有传道的。
So there are many places that are very lacking of workers, pastors.
但是虽然没有传道在那里注目，但是他们每个地方还是一样会有人洗礼。
And so even though there are no pastors there, there still be people there that will be baptized.
教会的人数还是不断的增加。
And the members continue to increase.
我们在南美洲有一个祈祷所。
And in South America, we have a house prayer.
几年前，那时候大家觉得说啊，这个地方是不是传不出去了？是不是应该把那个据点收起来？
There's a house of prayer that people thought a couple years ago, saying that this place it doesn't seem like the gospel can be preached here. Maybe we should not have this worship location there anymore.
是不是把这个地方卖掉就不要了
？Should we sell this location and not have it there anymore?
因为有的搬走了。
Because there are people that moved away.
有的师傅好像有信跟没有信一样的。
And some people live their lives there as if they do not believe.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神的这个道，这个。恩惠的道能够保守我们。
But then, thank God for His gospel of grace, is able to preserve.
虽然没有传道，
so even though they did not have a pastor,
就让他们继续的守安息日。
They were able to continue to keep the Sabbath.
那真的就是透过网络也可以听到很多道理。
And through the internet, they were able to hear a variety of sermons.
安息日就是要守住。
They continue to keep the Sabbath.
弟兄姐妹，在星期五的时候聚集。查经。
And brothers and sisters to continue to have Bible study on Friday.
星期六的时候一起聚会。
On Saturdays to continue to have service.
就算只是听录音带。
So even though they might be only watching
the video. 但是可以一起祷告。
But they could pray together.
也可以一起吃饭。
They could eat together.
然后之后他们就这样子回去，一个礼拜每个礼拜都这样做。
And so then they would return and they did this weekly.
但是感谢神，这个人数也在增加。
And so I'm praising thank God that their numbers continue to increase.
去年有一户慕道者整家来信主。
And last year there was a whole family of that came to be believed.
一家四个人。
And it's a family of four.
而且都是两个儿子都是成年的。
And so the two sons are also full grown adults.
愿意跟着父母亲，然后来查考之后来信主受洗。
And they were willing to follow their parents and to study the Bible, and later on they came to.
真的，这就是神的道能够建立我们。
And this is how the word of God is able to build us up.
保罗那时候就把这个教会就交给神了。
And so Paul gave the church.
相信神一定会保守。
Knowing that God will preserve it.
然后他就继续往。就一直往耶路撒冷去了。
Then he continued on to Jerusalem.
好，所以你看，我们读到第二十一章的时候，他现在一站一站的一直要往耶路撒冷去。
And so stop by stop, Paul continued to Jerusalem in chapter 21.
那当时候，你看我们在读第二十一章的时候，我们看不出来，当时候保罗他去耶路撒冷的时候，是不是有什么任务呢？
And so at this time in chapter 21, we don't know if Paul had some type of work that he must do in Jerusalem.
但其实在24章啊。
But in chapter 24.
如果我们看使徒行传24章。
We turn to Acts chapter 24.
24章我们如果看17节。
Verse 17.
你看第16节了哈。
Verse 16.
第16节我因此自己勉励对神对人要长存无愧的良心。
16. This being so, I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and men.
第十七节。
17.
过了几年，我就带着周济本国的捐项和供物的物贡献的物上去了。
Now after many years, I came to bring alms and offerings to my nation.
好，那第十八节正献的时候，他们看见我在殿里已经洁净了，并没有聚众，也没有吵嚷，唯有几个从亚细亚来的犹太人。
18. In the midst of which some Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with a mob nor with tumult.
那其实保罗在重述向这个腓力斯大人重述他在耶路撒冷圣殿被抓起来的经过。
And so here, Paul is recounting to Felix what happened to him.
那其实当时保罗自己说，他其实从各地哈这样子要回耶路撒冷去，带着一个任务，就是要把各地方。这个要的那个奸线要带到耶路撒冷的，他要把他亲自带到 那个使徒长老那边去。
And so here you can see that Paul had this mission to bring all the alms that he had collected from the churches to bring it to Jerusalem.
所以他一定要把这个工作完成。
So he had to complete this.
所以他现在不管怎么样，一定要回到耶路撒冷去。
So no matter what happened, he must return to Jerusalem.
好，那我们如果看第二十一章。
And if we look at verse 21.
第二十一章的第四节哈。
Chapter 21, verse 4.
他们就是这个在推罗，他回城的路上在推罗啊，碰到找到了门徒了。
And verse 4, and finding disciples, we stayed there 7 days.
那这个是在推罗这个地方哦。
And this is at Tyre.
那像他们这些推罗的弟兄姐妹啊，他们被圣灵感动，对保罗说：“你不要上耶路撒冷去。”
And so these members at Tyre said to Paul, through the Spirit, not to go up to Jerusalem.
那这个感动，你看圣灵感动保罗，他知道好像有事情要发生。
And the Holy Spirit had moved Paul, moving him to know that there's something that will happen.
现在这些推罗的门徒哈。他们也被圣灵感动了。
And these disciples at Tyre also had the same movement from the Holy
Spirit. 但是他们就跟保罗说：“你不要上耶路撒冷去。”
But they told Paul not to go up to Jerusalem.
圣经这里特别只有说是他们被圣灵感动。
Here it only says that they were told through the Spirit.
但是，并不是说圣灵说叫保罗不要去哦。
But it's not that the Spirit told Paul not to go.
是圣灵感动这些弟兄姐妹知道说啊。这个保罗在耶路撒冷一定会碰到问题。
But the Spirit moved the disciples to know that when Paul goes to Jerusalem, he will encounter trials.
所以他们很自然的用他们的感动啊，他们觉得说你不要去，因为去了就碰到患难嘛。
And so through the Spirit, the disciples told Paul not to go.
因为知道有事情要发生，不是不好，就是不好的事情要发生了。
Because they knew that something bad was going to happen to him.
所以他们当时就劝保罗不要去。
So they told Paul not to go.
但显然保罗哈他没有受影响啊。
However, Paul was not influenced.
所以过了几天，我们就起身前行了，继续走。
And so after a couple of days, Paul continued to move.
你看，我们看到这些。推罗的弟兄姐妹，你看他们跟保罗的感情是很多好。
And so we can see that the disciples at Tyre, these members had very good relationship with
Paul. 第五节哈，他们众人同妻子儿女啊，送我们到城外。
And in verse 5 it says that all of them, all with wives and children, went with them out of the city.
然后我们就跪在岸上祷告，彼此辞别。
And they knelt down on the shore and prayed.
其实每个地方保罗他要离别的时候，众弟兄姐妹都很舍不得。
And so whenever Paul was leaving a place, all the members there were sad, very sad to see him go.
你看他在第二十章的第三十六节啊。
In chapter 20, verse 36.
二十章的三十六节，他这个要跟以弗所弟兄这些长老离别的时候。
And so when Paul was leaving the elders at Ephesus.
你看众人痛哭，他们跪下祷告，痛哭啊。
All of them wept and they knelt down and prayed together.
然后他抱着了。
And they were all hugging
him. 因为他们想说以后就看不到他了。
And because they knew that later on they would not see him anymore.
结果呢？第二十一章第一节就说我们就离别了众人。
And verse 21, verse 1, it says now then they departed.
这个离别实际上是很就是意思是说他们要把他拉开很好不容易这样子、哦、把他拉开然后呢就赶快走退出去不然、哦、就走不动了就是一直被这个这个感情、哦、都一直舍不得他走不让他走了
and so they had to forcefully tear themselves away because of the emotion that they felt that if they don't hurry then they would not leave
那个这个现在在推罗也是一样
and so it's also the same at Tyre
那你看他而且你看其实他们才几天而已啊哈，感情就好像很好、啊。
And even though it was only a couple of days, they had a very good relationship.
这个就是在灵里面，这个弟兄姐妹是同灵，是真的是神家里的一家人那种感觉。
And this is the feeling of being in the same spirit and in the family of God.
你看他们这些人送行的时候是全家了，妻子儿女啊一起把他送到那个。码头去的。
And so when they are sending Paul away, all the wives and children all went out together to send them off.
然后他们一起跪下来祷告。
They all knelt down to pray together.
是在室外呢。
This is outside.
在要登船的地方啊。
And the place where they were going to board the ship.
他们当时候也没有觉得说哦，我们今天祷告不好意思啊，在人家面前，在人家的面前，在公共场所。
At the time, they did not think that, oh, I'm ashamed that we are praying in public.
他们跪下来祷告，他们会用灵言祷告还是用悟性祷告
？So if you think about it, if they were going to kneel down and pray together, are they praying in understanding or in spirit?
他们肯定用灵言祷告。
And for sure, they were praying in the spirit.
就是为什么今天我们有时候在外面布道会的时候，我们都觉得不好意思啊，在公园那怎么用灵言祷告？人家看的会不会很奇怪？
And this is why, even though, we may feel ashamed if we pray in spirit outside in public.
就 uncomfortable 了，就觉得说好像这样子，好像人家都在看你。
And if we feel uncomfortable or that people are staring at us.
那我们有时候到外面。举行福音茶会，我们的祷告时，我们都还站着。
And sometimes during gospel tea, even during when we're praying, we are standing.
但是人家这里保罗他们是跪下来祷告。
Here we can see Paul and them; they were kneeling down.
是在码头这个大庭广众之下，他们跪下来祷告。
And this is they were standing on the shore, then they were praying.
然后你看他们就彼此辞别。
And so then
把他们送行了。
And then they sent them away.
上了船之后，他们才走。
And it was after they had boarded the ship that they returned home.
这个就是这个在神家里的一家人这种。这种情谊啊。
And this is the feeling that they had as in the family of God.
好，现在继续走，现在走到了，现在来到了这个腓力的家。
And here, and they continued until they
在该撒利亚
entered the house of Philip at Caesarea.
那在这个腓力的家里呢？你看这个亚加布，这个先知亚加布，他来了。
And so at Philip's house, we see the prophet Agabus.
他把保罗的腰带拿起来，捆自己的手脚，说：“圣灵说。”犹太人在耶路撒冷要如此捆绑这腰带的主人，把他交在外邦人手里。
And he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit: So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles."
圣灵是说哦，这个犹太人要这样子来对待保罗，把他绑起来。
The Holy Spirit says that this is how the Jews will bind Paul.
我们知道亚加布他曾经在第十一章的时候曾经预言过天下有大饥荒，后来果然有了，表示这个先知哦，他的预言哦真的应验了。
And in Acts chapter 11, we know that Agabus also had a vision, a prophecy that there will be a famine, and it came true. So we can see that for this prophet, it would come true.
预言是从神来的嘛。
And so this prophecy came from God.
表示这个信息也是神给的。
This means that this message also is from God.
这是没问题的。
That is no problem.
圣灵说犹太人要把保罗绑起来。
The Holy Spirit says that the Jews will bind Paul.
好了，现在。大家听嘛，对不对？因为这个先知这样讲话，大家都听到了。
And so when the prophet says this, everybody heard it.
好，第十二节。
Verse 12.
我们就包括作者路加了。
So now we, so this includes the author Luke.
我们就是跟保罗同行的这些同工呢，
so,
跟那本地的人听见这话，都苦劝保罗不要上耶路撒冷去。
And so both we and those from that place pleaded with him, with Paul, not to go up to Jerusalem.
这个时候。众人听到圣灵这样说，很直接的反应说：“保罗，你不要去哦。”
And so when all of them heard this message from through the Holy Spirit, they all told him, "Paul, do not go."
所以他们苦劝保罗不要去，这是人的意思还是神的意思
？So when they pleaded with him not to go, is this the will of man or the will of God?
圣灵没有说叫保罗不要去啊。
The Holy Spirit does not say tell Paul not to go.
圣灵只是说保罗会在耶路撒冷被犹太人绑起来啊。
And all the Holy Spirit says is that when Paul goes to Jerusalem, he will be bound.
但是我们人听到这样的话，就说哦，那不要去啊！你知道有危险，还故意去吗
？But when man hears this prophecy, then they'll say, "Oh, do not go." If you hear this,
有人就说，那这样不是在试探神吗？你明明知道这样有危险，你还去？
Some people may say, "Aren't you testing God? You know that this will happen, and you still go."
所以有人说保罗去耶路撒冷被绑起来，活该。他因为他自己要去，人家都已经跟他警告不去了。
And so some say that it's Paul's fault because he knew that he was going to be bound.
其实那是误解的圣经。
That is to misunderstand the Bible.
保罗他并没有试探神。
Paul was not testing God.
而是这个信息是对的，一定是从神来的。
This message is true. It is from God.
跟他所得到的感动，被灵里面被捆绑。一样的，一致的。
And it is the same as when he felt that he is bound in the spirit to go.
所以我们就看到，如果是神的感动，基本上不会只有一个人。
So when we can see that if it's the movement of God, usually it's not just one person.
今天有任何的一个这样一个任何的这种所谓的启示。
And if a person has, usually when a person has a vision or prophecy, a revelation.
绝对不会是只有一个说只有你知道别人都不知道
It's not a revelation that only one person knows and no one else does
或者是说你得到一个什么道理只有你知道别人都不知道
Or that you receive a teaching that only you know and no one else does
那这个就要非常小心了
This is something that you would have to be careful with
因为很有可能不是从圣灵来的
Because it's very possible that this is not from God
如果是从圣灵来感动就像保罗这里很多人都知道的
Because if it is through the Spirit then many people would know
所以当时候保罗他听完亚加布这样讲之后，其实就是印证了当时他从一开始从圣灵所得到的感动，一直要往耶路撒冷去。
And so for Paul, when he heard this prophecy from Agabus, this confirmed his own feeling to go to Jerusalem.
他知道，其实他被犹太人绑起来， 就是要让神的旨意成全的这个一个途径，就是要到君王面前做见证。
And so for the Jews to bound him and to deliver him into the hands of Gentile, it is for him to be able to testify before the kings, Gentile kings.
所以当时候保罗就说：“你们为第十三节，你们为什么这样痛哭，使我心碎呢？”
That is why Paul answered in verse 13, "What do you mean by weeping and breaking my heart?"
我为主耶稣的名不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。
For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus.
注意他是说为主耶稣的名。
And so you can see how he is doing this for the name of the
Lord Jesus. 今天有时候我们人会很勇敢，哇，不管教会走什么，我就是要做。
And so sometimes people today are very courageous. No matter what the church says, I will do it.
如果要去做，请问是为什么？为谁的名？
And so before you do it, you need to think about it. Are you doing it for the name of the Lord?
有时候是为自己的名。
Sometimes you are doing it for your own name.
好像很勇敢。
That, oh, you are so courageous.
要一个人，哇，为义受逼迫。
That, oh, I'm willing to be persecuted.
其实这个真的就是存着私心的。
However, this comes from your own.
真的为主耶稣的名，众人弟兄姐妹一定会有感动。
And if you're really doing it for the will of God, then or for the name of Jesus, then the members, brothers, sisters will be moved.
所以保罗说，我就是死在耶路撒冷也是愿意的。
So that is why Paul answered, even now if I might to die at Jerusalem, I'm ready.
因为神的旨意已经显明，越来越清楚了。
Because the will of God has been made more and more clear.
所以当时候，你看保罗就不听劝了。
And so here, Paul would not be persuaded.
我们就住了口了。
And so they ceased.
主只说愿主的旨意成全，便是了。
Saying the will of the Lord be done.
最后大家可以明白了。
And so here, all the people understood.
主的旨意就是要保罗在耶路撒冷受苦。
That the will of the Lord was for Paul to suffer in.
但是主一定会跟他同在。
But God for sure would abide with him.
因为只有他当事人最清楚。
Because only him he knew the most clearly.
所以当时候大家觉得说啊，这真的要顺服神的旨意，不要顺服人的意思了。
And so here the people knew that they will follow the will of God and not the will of man.
后来我们看保罗在耶路撒冷啊被抓起来以后。
So later on we see when Paul is seized and arrested at
Jerusalem. 你看那个主耶稣就在异象里面跟他安慰，跟他鼓励了。
And Jesus Christ appears to him in vision to encourage him.
我们看二十三章第十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 23, verse 11.
当夜主站在保罗旁边说：“你放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”
11. But the following night the Lord stood by him and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for you as you have for as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome."
你看主耶稣基督，他特别来跟他安慰。
So here Jesus Christ came to comfort Paul.
然后要让他放心的继续往前走。
To encourage him to continue.
所以你看，主就这样一路带领他，真的历尽千辛万苦，到了罗马去了。
And so God continued to guide him till he went to Rome.
真的在凯撒面前啊，为耶稣基督做见证。
And he truly testified to about Jesus Christ before Caesar.
让神的名啊得到尊大。
So that the Lord's name can be magnified.
那我们如果看保罗的一生。
And if we look at the life of Paul.
在圣经里面这些众使徒里面。保罗的遭遇跟主耶稣最像。
And so we can see that Paul's death.
他的遭遇，他的经过。
Oh, and that Paul's life is very similar to Jesus Christ.
所以保罗他在哥林多前书第十一章啊，第十一章第一节啊。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1.
他跟众人这样说。
He tells the people.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
In verse 1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
我们想说，哎，像保罗他自己，他说他效法基督是怎样效法的
？And so if we think about how did Paul imitate Christ？
我们如果看主耶稣基督他在受苦的，他被钉十字架的这个路程啊。
And if we look at the process of when Jesus Christ came to be crucified on the cross。
保罗在使徒行传里面这些记录跟主耶稣的那个最后的旅程，往耶路撒冷去的旅程是一致的。
Now we can see Paul's journey to Jerusalem is very similar to Jesus Christ's journey to Jerusalem as well.
马太福音第十六章，我们都很清楚的。马太福音十六章。
In Matthew chapter 16,
主耶稣跟他的门徒预言说他会被抓。
And that Jesus Christ tells his disciples that he will. 二十一
节，十六章二十一节。
In verse 21,
他指示门徒说他要上耶路撒冷去，要受长老祭司长的害啊，被杀害，第三天复活。
21, from that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chiefs and priests.
彼得就拉他去，他说不可以啊，这个事情不可以留在你身上。
22, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
主耶稣就跟彼得说，撒旦退我后面去吧。
23, but he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.
所以你看，当我们人不愿意顺服神的旨意的时候，就变成撒旦的工具了。
So if we do not submit to the will of God, then we become the tools of Satan.
那你看，现在主耶稣已经跟门徒讲了哈。
So here,
他要在耶路撒冷受害的。
So Jesus Christ has already told the disciples that he would suffer in Jerusalem.
我们如果看路加文第九章
，You look at Luke chapter 9.
你看路加文在第九章就已经说了这句话。
That Jesus Christ has said these words.
第五十一节
，Verse 51.
我们先看22节。
Let's first look at verse 22.
22节，九章22节一样，又说人子要受许多的苦，要被杀害、弃绝哈，第三天复活。
Verse 22, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
看第五十一节。
Let's jump to verse 51.
耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定义向耶路撒冷去。
51. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
这是主耶稣他很清楚的知道。他最后的结局啊，生命的终点一定在耶路撒冷被钉十字架。
And so Jesus Christ knew very clearly that the end of his life would be at Jerusalem.
然后，如果我们继续看第十三章
，And if we look at chapter 13,
当时候其实有很多人也都跟主耶稣说不要去了。
There are also many people that told Jesus Christ not to go.
甚至是谁呢？是谁讲呢
？Who would say this?
法利赛人，看十三章的三十一节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 31.
正当那时候，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”
31. On that very day, some Pharisees came saying to him, "Get out and depart from here, for Herod wants to kill you."
但三十二节，耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事。”就成就了。
32, and he said to them, Go tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today, and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected.
33节，虽然这样，今天、明天、后天，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。
33, nevertheless, I must journey today, tomorrow, and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet should perish outside of Jerusalem.
你看主耶稣啊，他也，人家劝他不要去啊，知道说去会有危险。
And so there are people that warned Jesus Christ that if he went, it would be dangerous.
一直的勇往直前进入耶路撒冷城。
But Jesus Christ very much continued to go forward to Jerusalem.
好了，进去的真的是就照他所说的、啊，就被抓起来，就被审判，被定罪。
And so it is just like what he said would happen. Once he went to Jerusalem, he was captured, he was judged, and he was crucified.
如果我们看第十八章
，And if we look at Luke chapter 18,
路加福音第十八章
，Luke chapter 18,
十八章的三十一节
，Verse 31。
耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说：“看哪、啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上了。”
31. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished."
主耶稣这一次讲的最清楚。
Here, Jesus Christ says the most clearly.
他要受哪些苦难
？What suffering he would encounter.
然后第三十四节特别说，门徒一见这样一见也不懂得。
34. But they understood none of these things.
因为他们那时候还不明白神的旨意。
Because at the time they did not understand the will of God.
好，主耶稣进入耶路撒冷城，真的被抓了。
And so when Jesus Christ entered into Jerusalem, he was arrested.
众人那时候怎么喊呢
？And what did the people say?
我们看二十二章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
二十二章。
22.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
路加福音二十二章第十八节。
Luke chapter 22, verse 18.
是二十三章。
Luke chapter 23, verse 18.
二十三章第十八节，众人就一起喊着说：“除掉这个人，释放巴拉巴给我们。”
18, and they all cried out at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas."
那这一句话在约翰福音第十九章被记录下来。
And these words were recorded in John chapter 19.
主耶稣他在约翰福音里面是这样子被描述的。当时候众人是怎样喊
？And that Jesus Christ was mocked at that time. So what did the people cry out?
要除掉他。
And that they wanted to.
要除掉他了哈。
They wanted to kill him.
啊，那所以那个是在第十五节。十九章的十五节。
And chapter 19, verse 15.
他们喊着说：“除掉他，除掉他，钉他十字架。”
And they said to crucify him and to crucify him.
啊，最后主耶稣就被钉十字架了。
And then Jesus Christ was crucified.
那保罗呢？
But what about Paul?
他进耶路撒冷去。
Paul entered into Jerusalem.
真的，他被抓起来了。
He was also captured.
众人是怎样喊的
？And what did the people say?
我们在二十一章啊，《使徒行传》第二十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 21.
第三十六节。
Verse 36.
众人跟在后面喊着说：“除掉他。”
And then the people cried out, "Away with him!"
你这个看到说，那个保罗他现在他这个定义要往耶路撒冷去的这个经过，跟最后主耶稣基督他的遭遇跟。跟主耶稣的遭遇是这么样的相似的。
And so we can see how, as Paul goes to Jerusalem, it's so similar to when Jesus Christ, final week.
但是他一直都没有胆怯。
But he was not afraid.
他勇往一直往主耶稣基督所定的旨意在执行。
He continued to walk in the will that God had for him.
所以真的是像保罗他自己说的，神的旨意他没有一样不也不说。
And so this is exactly like what Paul has said, that there's not one thing that he did not say about the will of God.
今天其实我们在整个聚会，我们在读经的过程当中，也是在寻求明白神的旨意。
And so today, as we are studying the Bible and in worship, we are searching for the will of God.
我们一定要透过时常在主耶稣基督里面，像约翰福音第十五章所说的，在保守在主的爱里面。保守在主的话里面去明白神的旨意。
And so we must be like what it says in John chapter 15, that through the word and sorry through the love and through the word of God and to keep
时常跟主耶稣基督联系的。
And to be in communion with Jesus Christ.
Abide in Jesus. 就是我们能
够 abide in His love.
真的是像这个枝子联系在这个真葡萄树上一样。
So then we will be like a the vine that is connected to the tree.
我们如果是主耶稣的朋友，他做的事情他就跟我们讲。
And if we are the friend of Jesus Christ, then whatever he says, he will tell us.
那当我们明白的时候，我们能够像众人他们明白之后，就是说愿主的旨意成全。
So that when we understand, then we will be able to say, "Oh, the will of God be done."
哦，因为今天如果我们能够时常这样心意更新变化，我们就不会效法这个世界了。
And if we continue to renew our hearts and minds, then we will not follow in the trends of this world.
我们祈求主耶稣基督，让我们有这样的勇气，能够来真的照主的旨意成就。
And so may God give us this courage to pursue after the will of God.
最后来看诗篇四十篇。
Let's lastly turn to Psalm chapter 40.
诗篇四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40.
第八节。
Verse 8.
四十篇第八节。
Psalm 40 verse
8。祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵。
I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
凡祭和赎罪祭并为你所要的。
9. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness.
第八节，对不起，我刚才提到第六节。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法藏在我的心里。
Verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart.
所以让我们都能够乐意的照主的旨意行。
And so let us do the will of God.
愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And may the will of God be on earth as it is in heaven.
一起来唱诗。
Let us rise up and sing hymn.
231首。
231.